This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, our tech ambassador Tyrell Dennison tells us what new privacy policies at Google mean for us. That's coming up on Ozarks at Large. Lawmakers gathered at the state capitol yesterday to begin the fiscal session of the state legislature. The fiscal session happens every other year and is intended to pass a budget for the upcoming fiscal year, as well as take a look at any other money issues that might come up for state government. Governor Mike Beebe and Speaker of the House Robert Moore both urge lawmakers to keep the session as brief as possible, as well as efficient, and focus only on fiscal issues. But there are a few non-fiscal matters the governor and Speaker Moore think are pertinent to address. Speaker Moore says repealing the diesel tax exemption for truckers will be crucial to funding future highway improvements.
I think when legislative members understand the way this was structured, and this was an agreement, and that the trucking association being a party to the agreement is supportive or understands or is not opposed to us repealing this, I think that they would agree that this is not a controversial matter.
And though Governor Beebe and Speaker Moore are hoping to keep the session short, Representative John Burra says there are some major issues that will need to be worked through before the session is completed.
There is a fiscal train wreck coming with Medicaid, and the governor mentioned that again, that hundreds of millions of dollars of shortfall in the coming year. And we have got to start looking at ways that we can operate efficiently or start talking about tax increases. And I'm not ready to do that. So it's time to start asking these agencies to operate with less, because we're going to have to pay for these services if we're going to commit to them.
The Joint Budget Committee also met yesterday. Lawmakers are back at it again today in Little Rock.
And as this year's session of the state legislature got underway yesterday afternoon, Governor Mike Beebe said lawmakers can distinguish themselves from politicians in Washington by working together and across party lines.
You can fuss and you can fight and you can argue, and that's what the process is all about. But when you do it in a civil manner, when you do it with an eye or a view toward ultimately being able to come together to resolve the problems of our people, when you distinguish yourself from those other places around the country or those other places in Washington who just fight for the sake of fighting, then that goes down in the eyes of our people as a very positive sign.
Governor Beebe told lawmakers his proposed budget calls for increasing funding for Medicaid by $114 million and for public schools by $56 million. Only a handful of non-budget items have been proposed, which will require a two-thirds vote from both chambers to be considered.
The new director of the Arkansas Lottery says his main focus will be on boosting ticket sales. Bishop Woolsey, who was hired by the Lottery Commission this weekend, was at the state capitol yesterday to talk about his plans with lawmakers. He told reporters he hopes to increase lottery profits by getting more people to buy online games like Powerball instead of scratch-off tickets.
We want to educate our players. We want to show them how to play the games. You know, I have people tell me, well, I'd like to play Powerball, but I'm a little bit intimidated to walk up to the register because I don't know what I'm asking for. We want to be able to tell those people how to play. We want to tell them what kind of games we have. We have some great games out there that we just people don't know about.
Woolsey says he also plans to begin promoting the lottery on Facebook and Twitter.